About that time to get started again. Another wonderful night here at Gold Town Revival. We've had two great nights so far. Spirit's been with us. Had some fine singing, had some great preaching, and we've had a great spirit here. And we want to not only continue, but we want it to grow. We want it to get stronger and stronger, just like a fire. We want to add some fuel to the fire. So you think about what your fuel is tonight, and you add it to that fire, so that we can have a big fire going here at Gold Town and light up the whole community. So you think about what you need to do and allow the Lord to speak to you. Like I said, it's been a good day today. I've had a good day today. You know, got some good news this morning. Delilah Dawson, little baby, she went up to Philadelphia again, and they said she only had one seed on one of her eyes, and they froze it off. And that's you know, the extent of what she had. And that's a real blessing, because if you'll remember, there a couple months ago, they had some really bad news, and it was that the cancer had come back in her eye. So they were going to have to do, I think, 6 treatments of chemo, aggressive chemo. And I think she went up there for 2, and then a couple more times, they couldn't even do it because they couldn't get any. They couldn't get in her vein, and they couldn't do. So they only did 2 of those 6, and 2 was enough to get it done with the Lord. 2 was enough. So the next time they went up there, she had 4 in an eye, and they got those. So this time there was only 1. So praying the next time they go up that there's none in her eye. So you know. The church and the community has been great about giving money, giving time, giving them resources. But what's made the difference is the prayers that we have that the community has put up for her. The spiritual gifts that we have gone to the Lord. You know, the money and everything, it helps, and it goes a long way, and it helps them out a lot. But the spiritual gifts of prayer that the community has been given to that young lady has made all the difference. Because, you know, God can do mighty things. God can do mighty things. Before we open up with a song, do we have any testimony this morning or this evening? Anybody have a testimony? That name. I forgot to request prayer for Mount Olive. At Mount Olive this weekend, they're doing the Kairos, the prison outreach that I had done a couple years ago. Pray for them this weekend, because they're touching lives there. And it just reminded me of that, because we were there, and one of the pastors, his name's Tim Pell, he said he was kneeling with one of the inmates, and he told the inmate, he said, just say the name of Jesus. And he said that he just broke down. He said there's such power in that name. There's such power in that name. He said, just say his name. Just say, you know, just say his name whenever you talk to him. And he said it just broke him down. And man, it is powerful. It is powerful. Someone else have a word of testimony? Okay. Bless you, Eddie. Good to hear you. Bless you, Eddie. Bless you, Eddie.
I want to stand and praise the Lord. Amen. Saving my soul. And I sat here to see my wife and my 2 kids. They're here every night. And I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Yeah. I don't have to ask them. They're gone. They've been gone. That's what God can do for you. Yeah. Look at me, and I'm so thankful. I got a Christian home, Christian family. I'm just praying the Lord for them. I just love him to death. And I've enjoyed this whole week. Enjoyed Sunday. I haven't been coming up here very long, but you know, I feel like family here. I'm tickled to death. And y'all, I just love you people to death. Y'all need to pray for me, that I can be stronger. I say every time, it's easy in here. When I go out there, that's why I need to be not stronger.
Bless you.
Amen. Y'all pray for me. I love seeing my family testify, but will they, I don't know.
Bless you,
Eddie. I've been on the call with people to testify.
Amen.
I love to death.
Bless you, Eddie. Bless you. Bless you, Eddie.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Someone
thank the Lord. I'm glad to be here.
Bless you, Mike.
Bless you, Mike. Talking about healing and all of that, I'm glad we know the great tradition.
Yeah.
When I worked on far about it, that little Indian doctor guy, his name was Bibin Abash, and he was known all over the world for being able to deal with people that had critical injuries or those kind of occupational health problems. And he was a fantastic physician. He told me one time, he said,
Amen. Yeah. Bless you, Mike. Bless you, Mike. 100%. Bless you, Mike.
And we know God don't heal everybody.
Amen.
You know, we've all seen things in our lives, whether it was us or family, somebody we were close to. We've got to see a miracle.
Amen.
A true miracle.
Amen.
And when you see one, you'll never forget it.
That's right.
That's right.
Bless you, Mike.
I think the healing that we overlook often is the healing of the soul.
Yes, you're right, Mike. That's right.
7 years old, Bishop Memorial Church. I'm there up at the altar.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I believe an angel stood and wrote David Michael Shelton.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the healing. You know, well, thank the
Amen.
Lord. I love you.
Bless you.
There's a reason why you feel at home. We partially with you. Bless you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Bless you,
Mike.
Amen. Bless you, Mike.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking of that on the way out here. The only two miracles I know of that nobody else could do or nobody else did was raise himself from the dead and forgive other people their sins.
Amen.
Jesus was the only one that could do that. Only one.
Thank
only
Lord.
One that could do that. Someone else, have a word.
Thank
we'd like to welcome straight and narrow. Straight and narrow. They tried to mess with me earlier and you know, said straight and narrow and stuff like that. Straight and narrow is the way. And we'd like to welcome them. And we want you to feel free and mind the Lord and sing as many songs as he puts on your heart to sing. So we'd like to welcome them.
Church.
Yeah.
Testifying, praying, worshiping God's name.
Yeah.
So don't stop because of us.
Pace gonna get better.
Amen.
I thought our guitar player's not here, but we're gonna make do with what the Lord give us.
Yeah.
And that's Mom.
And that's Mom.
What you see before you, I've not always been. I once was so broken and battered by sin. And this story that I tell you is such a marvelous thing. How love brought together a beggar and a king. I traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing, yet he gave me everything. He found the beggar and I found a king. You say it's so hard for you to believe. Well, all I can say is that I agree. Out of all the love stories this world has ever seen, there will never be a greater than how Jesus loves me. I traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave him pieces, and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing, yet he gave me everything. He found the beggar, and I found the king.
To be there when the Savior spoke the great command, and to witness in a wonder of his wonder-making hand.
No miracle has caught my eyes to cause my heart to, but by faith I now can realize there's a miracle in me, and I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind made to see, and I have never watched him raise the dead, but I know when he lifted me, and there's a wonder right before my eyes, close enough to see, and in my heart is where this wonder lies. There's a miracle in me. Like trust, he said he'd do the greatest things, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and be a miracle in me. And I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind. Testimony, you mind the Lord. And you always have plenty of time to testify in between our songs, because we don't pre-plan them. We try to wait upon the Lord to try to tell us what to sing, instead of just saying we're going to do this, this, and this. Bless you. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own. Put me where you want me, Lord, where I belong. And give me the strength to do thy perfect will. So when I'm in the lowest valley, climb the highest hill. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. Lord, help me stay valley, I can climb the highest hill. This world, it gets more wicked every day. People's hearts have grown so cold, forgotten how to pray. But if I live to be 100, I'll keep holding your hand until you come and take me home to that promised land. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do what you want me to. Lord, help me stay in the center of thy will. So when I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill.
After all the times I've stumbled on this pilgrim way, the grace of God still keeps me holding on today. And this storm I'm in is a bad one, but it keeps me safe from harm, and I'm still leaning on his everlasting arms. And I was bound by sin and darkness when Jesus set me free. At an old-fashioned altar, he heard this sinner's plea. And there's no way I could ever go back to where he brought me from, and I'm still leaning on his everlasting arms. I'm still washed in the blood of the Lamb, and it's by the grace of God that I am.
So when the storms of life are raging,
I shouldn't be alarmed, 'cause I'm still leaning on his everlasting arms.
I realize that I'm unworthy of all he's done for me, so I'll strive a little harder to be what he'd have me be. But just to know that I'm forgiven calms the raging storm, and I'll keep leaning on his everlasting arms. I'm still washed in the blood of the Lamb, and it's by the grace of God that I am. So when the storms of life are raging, I shouldn't be alarmed, 'cause I'm still leaning on his everlasting arms. I'm gonna keep leaning on his everlasting arms.
We'll try to do that. I've had these thoughts lately. You know, when I'm so weak, and I know how weak I am. You might not know, but I know, and God knows. But when I'm so weak, he's still strong.
Yeah.
And when I waver, he never wavers. When I'm unfaithful, he's always faithful.
Yeah.
When I'm scared, he's not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful this evening that I've got a God like that.
Yeah.
I've got the brother talking about 30-some years ago. He's sweeter today, brother.
Yeah.
I feel like that we're closer and we're nearer home, and
yeah,
he's just so much sweeter today. I appreciate the Lord to see me. I told Emily, I said, and I don't like to play. If you know me, I don't like to play that much. And our lead guitar's not here, and I looked at her, and we was talking about being nervous, and I said, is your heart clean? She said, yeah. I said, well, if our heart's clean, the rest of it's up to the Lord.
Amen.
If we fall on our face, that's okay. And if we do good, that's okay.
Amen.
It's about him.
Amen.
It's not about us.
Right.
And you know, when we're up here singing, I pray that you see Jesus,
yeah,
that you don't see us,
yeah,
that he'll be glorified,
yeah,
and he'll be brought closer to him.
Yeah.
That's my prayer tonight.
To be well known of men, I may not ever be. I'm sure my name will not go down in history. There'll be no marble plaques to tell of my good deeds, nor any great parades to in that book of life.
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came down with mercy and heard this orphan's plea. Now I've been adopted, from bondage I've been set free. Now I'm no longer an orphan, Jesus has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered, my family is royalty. Came so empty-handed, no place to call my home, no one to really love me. But now look what I own. I'm feasting on the manna that comes from God on high. Vast supply. Now I'm no longer an orphan, Jesus has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered, my family is royalty.
There were two colts before me, an old man and a new. I'm gonna be so what must I do? One colt was ugly and terribly torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. And I'll tell you the best thing I ever did know. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. The old coat was earthy and not fit to wear, and I thought of it often and I shed a tear. Then there was a clean one, so pleasant to.
I put on the new. And I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do.
I laid off the old coat and I put on the new.
Now this coat fits me and it keeps me so warm. It's good in the winter and it's good in the storm. My Savior has dressed me in garments so rare. And he fills me with glory, his image I'll bear. And I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do.
I laid off the old coat and I put on a new.
You've been my life for so long. You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life and make it what you let me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I borrow treasures, I borrow dreams, all of life's joys you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to see me through. So come what may, thy will be done. I'll love you, Jesus, my only one. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life and make it what you'd have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Thank you.
Well, I thought when she first, the very first song, when she starts singing, I thought, man, I like, she sounds great. And then I noticed the bass, and I thought, man, that bass sounds really good. And then he started singing. I thought, man, I like his voice. And then the younger sister started singing. I thought, man. And then I heard the guitar. And then the other sister started singing. I thought, man, this is good. I mean, it's just good. But you know the best part? When they all came together. And I thought, man, it's just like the Lord is just, he said, watch what I've done with this one. Watch what I've done with this one. Look what I can do with this one. And then everybody watch this. And he puts them all together. And it bears witness to our soul. Man, he's got to be happy. He's got to be happy. When we come together as a church and we put our talents together and we put our passion together, it's awesome. It's awesome. Anyone else? Brother Kenny, come on, buddy.
Called worshiping in spirit and in truth. In spirit with your passion and with your emotion, and in truth by the book. And man, hey, that's good singing. I call it good plowing. Amen. I call it good plowing. We're going to the book of John tonight. Hasn't God been good? Amen. God has been good. He has been good, He is good, and He will be good. Amen. Amen. Now tonight we're going to do our very best to preach to you a message about the shepherd. Now it won't be just about the shepherd, but it'll be about the shepherd. It'll be about Him. It'll be about Jesus. We're in the book of John in the 10th chapter. And you pray for us. Please, please pray for us. And we're going to start in the first verse. I hope you've been praying. I know that you have. I was nervous leaving work. Man, what's that mean? God's going to show up and do something. Man, I get excited. I don't know if it's been as good for you as it's been for me, but it's been a joy to be out here this week. If y'all haven't got revived, I have. Amen. I always tell my bunch back at the mission, hey, if y'all didn't go to church, I went to church. I'm going to go to church if you don't. I'm not here just to listen to you talk, nor listen to you sing. I'm here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't have time to waste, nor do you, friend. We got friends and family that need Jesus. We don't have time to sit on the sideline. We got to get on the front line. Amen. All right. Boy, that's a whole nother message. Get me started. Amen. John chapter 10. I'm going to read just the first five verses. If you got one like mine, it's red letters. Everything Jesus said. You listen now. St. John, 10th chapter, first verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Let us pray. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we're thankful. Thankful for you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you for the way to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your Son. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us today. Thank you for being everything that we need. Thank you for being our food. Thank you for being our drink. Thank you for being our right hand and our left hand. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being the one who sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you for sitting on the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord, for making intercession for me. Thank you, Lord, for walking into my life. Thank you, Lord, for changing my life. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. God, I want to give you praise and glory and honor. Father, I pray tonight that you'd help us to preach. Lord, we've We just feel broken, feel kind of out of sorts tonight. But God, I know that's the booger man. I know that's Satan. God, I pray that you'd enter in. Lord, you would anoint, Father. And I pray you'd anoint not only me, but the ears and the hearts of your people. God, that we would receive what you have for us tonight. Lord, if there's one among us that is lost and undone, God, I pray that you'd speak to their heart. Draw them to an altar of prayer and save their lost soul. Father, I pray you'd reclaim the backslidden. You'd encourage the discouraged. And Father, those of us who are on the mountain, we'd just shout, Lord, the victory. And Lord, wave the bloodstained banner. Lord, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, friend, if you're lost here tonight, you are the guest of honor. We're here for you. I thought about the word evangelism, and I thought about what it means to come. It's simply this, to show you that the door is open. The door is open, friend. If you're lost, it is not shut. It is open for you as long as He's still sitting at the right hand of the Father and the trumpet has not sound, and we which are still here, if we're still here, hey friend, if I'm still here, you still got a chance. Amen. You say, what makes you any better? Friend, I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. So when the trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. If I'm gone and you're not, you're in trouble. How you know you're saved? The book tells me. Amen. I can know, friend, I don't just feel saved. Because there's days I don't feel saved, Jimmy. I don't feel saved. But I know that I know that I know. Based on what? The promise in the book. Hey, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. It's all mine, friend. Glory to God. I'll get started here in a minute. I thought about this. First of all, before I talk about Jesus the shepherd, I want to qualify Jesus as the shepherd. Friend, I want you to know this. How can we start, Lord? You help us. Hey, I want you to, okay, look here. The Bible says this in the first verse. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. A lot of times I hear people refer to this as a salvation piece. How that, and friend, you can't get in except by Jesus Christ. I'm going to clear that up real quick. But friend, just in this passage of Scripture, it's not talking about salvation. It's qualifying Jesus as the shepherd. Amen. It says that he that entereth not by the door. Well, what is the door? Friend, the door is the law. The law is the door as we enter in. And look, friend, if you come any other way, I thought about Hindu. And I look, friend, they don't have the answer. I don't even think they've got somebody they look to, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I don't study Hindu. Don't need to. I got the real thing. I thought about Buddha, and she said something about the little fat man. You rub his little belly, bless his heart. Hey, friend, he is just that, a statue. I thought about there was a tidal wave, if you remember the newspaper, long time ago, come over and hit about Japan or somewhere, and the God that couldn't stand, the God that fell on his face. Look, friend, that's not the first time it happened. It happened to the Philistine God when they brought the Ark of the Covenant in. They celebrated and said, hey, we won. God showed up. They set down the Ark, and Dothan, I believe is the God's name, was found the next day face down. Hey, friend, Dothan's not real. Hey, friend, they built statues, they built wood, they built gold, they built silver. Hey, if you read in your book, right after Noah, they built the Tower of Babel, and God said, that's enough. That's enough, friend. We'll get to that tomorrow night. But let's qualify Jesus. You pray. My notes aren't big. That means we might be here a while. Amen. Look, I told you notes are for you guys. Hey, I thought about Buddha. They don't have the answer. Last I checked, he's just a statue. He's dead and in the grave. I got a problem with that.
And you know that he didn't come by the way of the law. He didn't live perfect. He didn't live by the simply the Ten Commandments. Now, friend, we talk about the Ten Commandments, but they're the first. If you look at the really about Exodus, those four books from Exodus on and Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, those books, if you're not keeping those laws, friend, you're done. Hey, a lot of us can't even keep the first one. Honor the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Amen. But Hindu and Buddha, they don't have it. And then you got Muhammad. Now this is what's discouraging to me. You help us preach tonight. I think in all the other countries, Christianity is the number one growing religion. In America, the United States of America, Muslim is the number. Friend, I got a problem with that. I got a problem. Why? You got something against them? If it offends you, yes, I do. They serve the wrong one, friend. He's still dead. They worship him over in Mecca, and I ain't figured that out. Why are you going to talk to some dead guy who can't talk back? Friend, Jesus came, and when he came by the prophets. He came, the one over in the book of Isaiah talked about that he was the root of Jesse. He was going to come up out of dry ground. What does it mean to come up out of dry ground? Well, we all know that he's the son of David. And if you look at the kingly line of David, man, it was a big line at one time. By the time Jesus was born, we find Mary and Joseph over in Nazareth. The king's line had become a dry and desert place. Oh, but the root comes up out of Jesse. That's Jesus Christ, friend. And he said, oh, there's one coming. Moses said, there's one coming greater than I am. Hey, Isaiah also said, oh, there's going, a child, a son is born, a child. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of, praise God forever. Look, when Jesus stepped on the scene, he came just how the Bible said he would come. Boy, he come and he was, I want you to get this, this is so important, he was born of a virgin. He was born of a virgin. Now they tell me if I'm wrong, you feel right free to correct me after service. But if what I'm hearing is correct, you get your blood type from your father. Jesus. Did y'all catch that? Hey, friend, Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Ghost. He got his blood from the Father. Listen, friend, he was so much man, he slept in the bow of the boat. He ate when he was hungry. He slept when he was tired. He was so much God that he could speak to the sea and quiet the storm. Friend, he could touch the leper. He could heal them. Oh, man, I could go on and on besides the hurting y'all preaching this preacher to death. Thank God forever. He is good. And he came by the door. He came by the law. He lived it perfect. Every jot, every tittle, every line, everything. Jesus came right in. He entered in by the door. Well, as we read down through the scripture, man, I'm not even touching my message yet. Y'all got time? I don't have a watch. Glory to God. I thought about it. Goes down. It says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. It says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Who is that porter? That's the Holy Spirit, friend. Listen, boy, it's getting hot in here. I thought about how that it's the portal. Man, wouldn't you like to be on the shore the day that Jesus come up over the mountain? And here come John the Baptist just baptizing them. Hey, I don't know how he baptized. Hey, maybe he just dunked them and pulled them up out of there. You know what I mean? Dunked them. Hey, he was giving God the glory. About the time Jesus came up over the hill, he grabbed the one, put him down. Oh, because he saw the one.
John the Baptist simply proclaimed, "Here come Jesus." Hey, he already said it before he came. "There's one coming whose shoes I am unworthy to latch." Jesus came up over the mountain. John the Baptist stopped what he was doing. He said, "Hey, everybody, can I have your..." This is Kenny's terms. "Can I have your attention? Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Friend, he come down, and John the Baptist, Jesus come up and said, "You got to baptize me, John." He said, "I'm not worthy to. You should be baptizing me." He said, "This is the Father's will, John. We got to do it this way." And John did the baptizing, pulled him up out of there, and guess who? The porter opened up the door. Ah, the Holy Ghost came down like a dove upon Jesus, and God said, "Hey," he spoke from the heavens, "Behold, my son, in whom I'm well pleased." Friend, I think we just qualified him as the shepherd. Amen. He that comes in is the shepherd. Hey, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own by the sheep. Now to my message. Amen. Got y'all worried. It won't be long now. Over, just flip, if you got a book like mine, you just flip one page over to verse 11. It says this: "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Friend, do you know, just at the beginning he said, "I am the door." If you go up just a couple verses, he said, "I am the door." Friend, Jesus is not a door as we see a door here that swings open on the hinge. But if you go over into Nazareth and you watch them as they sit down and the sheepfolds come in, the shepherd sets down. He is the gate. He, oh friend, he's the door. Hey, he says, "I dare a wolf to come try to get my sheep. I dare a lion to come get my sheep." Hey, friend, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus said, "I've come to die." And they didn't understand that. They didn't understand that. They said, "No." Peter said, "Nope, ain't gonna happen." Jesus said, "Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me." The shepherd has to die for the sheep. Amen. I thought about some of the ones, and I thought about David as he went. And if you go over into 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36, right before he tries on the armor, and he looked at King Saul, he said, Your servant has fought off the lion. I fought off the bear. When the lion come in, snatched one, he simply went up to it." Hey, I don't know how simple that is, but David went up, grabbed him by the beard, and he said, "That's my lamb. That's my lamb." Hey, friend, he'd take the sling and knock him out from a mile away as far as I'm concerned. Hey, if he can take down the giant, he didn't have no problem with the bear or lion. But I want you to know tonight that he's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd, and he giveth his life for the sheep. John 15 simply says this, and we're going to move on to the next point. It says, "Ah, friend, I give my life, and I give it." I'm going to read it just because it sounds good. Because it's a promise, and I want to get it right. Wasn't coming to me. John 15, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And he turned to them and said, "Ye are my friends." And I want you to know tonight that Jesus simply looked down through time. Friend, not only did he look down through time, but he's here among us. He is here among us, sitting right beside you, standing beside me, helping me preach tonight. Friend, and he's simply looking out to you and saying, "Ye are my friends." He is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Now the next place I want to go, he is the great shepherd. Over in the book of Hebrews, I like to read it. I don't like to be wrong. Over in the book of Hebrews 13, listen to what it says. Chapter 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. Listen to what he said. That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Friend, I want you to know he's the great shepherd. Look, one day, 2,000 years ago, he was the good shepherd. And if you're lost, he's the good shepherd to you. But if you're saved, he's the great shepherd. I'm going to turn over to Psalm 23 and tell you about the great shepherd. It simply says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, how I pray, how I yearn that he is my shepherd. I'm saved, I'm born again, but there's a lot of times I don't live like he's my shepherd. I still look for other ways to fill my needs. And when all I know is I can ask and he knows what I need before I ask. He said, I shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Hey, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You jump over to Proverbs. He says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart, friend. A lot of people just like that part. I just want the desire of my heart. You better watch out what you're asking for. God just might give it to you. If you don't delight yourself in the Lord, you don't get the right desires of your heart. You know something? Just recently I thought, and boy, I've heard it a lot through my Christian life, I want to be under the spout where the glory comes out. You know, a lot of times we're asking, God, would you bless me? God, would you bless me? God, will you? How about this? God, will you get me in the place where the glory is already coming out? Hey, I don't want to have to ask him to bless. I just want to walk right in. I want to be in the center of his will. Then I don't have to ask him to bless it. He's already blessing it, Brother Al. But he's my great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside. You know why that is? Friend, I want you to know sheep are stupid. If you don't like being called stupid, I'm stupid. I'll take it. Because there's a lot of times when things are in turmoil, I won't eat. When the water is rushing, I won't drink. So he's simply my shepherd. Takes me, leadeth me into. He goes through, he goes before me. Before I even enter into the plateau, before I even get to the food, he goes through and makes sure there's no poisonous plants because I don't know any better. He goes through and plucks that out. He goes through and prepares my table. He goes through and makes sure nothing is wrong. And then he goes through and he says, come on. And then, boy, when I get thirsty, I get troubled when things are troubled. You know, I get concerned, and man, Jesus will lead me right beside the still water. I don't have to worry about it. He's got it all under control. He knows just what I need, when I need it. He knows when I'm hungry. He knows when I'm thirsty, friend. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. And I've needed this revival this week. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Friend, I want you to know every day I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, friend. We're walking through every day in this life. We're walking through the shadow of death. But I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hey, I'm glad tonight he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's my great shepherd. It goes on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I want you to know, man, I got all kinds of thoughts running through my head. I got ADD real bad, so if I get off in left field, you pray I'll come back. Amen.
But I thought about how that it said it prepares the table before me. Do you know that the shepherd goes out? And I've already said that he clears the field. But you know what? Outside that field, hold in the hedges, over in the briars, over in the shadows, there's a wolf, there's a lion, there's a bear waiting to come get me, waiting to pounce on me. And he simply does this. Hey, here's the table. And you know what? While I'm eating, he's standing guard. He's watching as, as they start creeping in, he starts walking toward them. Friend, I want you to know, devil don't have no power over Jesus. Hey, even the demons tremble. And that's who I serve. He's my great shepherd. He said, it goes on to say, thou anointest my head with oil. And I'm trying to hurry, but I'm not in a hurry. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. They tell me, as I've listened to some preachers and study, that that oil sets beside the door of a house, that when a guest has come through a dry and thirsty land, they've made a trip across the desert, and man, when they get to the house, and it's part of the law of hospitality, but they come, and we're going to get to that too. They come in, and boy, can you imagine that? I don't know about you, but after I get done cutting grass, I stink.
Yeah.
Boy, I look bad too. You know what I mean? I got sweater running, and my shirt's wet, and my pants are wet. Boy, I go home from preaching. Y'all preaching me to death. I'm soaking wet when I get in the car. But I thought about, man, I walk into his presence, and he takes that oil, and he anoints my head with oil, and it runs down over my hair. And it runs down, and man, it's refreshing when that anointing oil runs down my head. And you know what? Hey, friend, I can walk around and people will know, what's that oil got in it? It's got a scent to it. Hey, I smell like I've been in the presence of Jesus. You ever wondered what Jesus smelled like? Bible tells us. Spikenard. 6 days before Passover, Bible says Mary broke a pound over his feet, wiped her hair with it. Then if you go over, I believe it's in Mark, 2 days before Passover, there's two different occurrences, friend. The whole box is broken over his head. What's he smell like? Spikenard. What's that smell like? I don't have any idea. But you know what? I know what he smells like because I've been in his presence. And you know what spikenard is? It's hard to get, and it's one of the most expensive things as far as back then trying to get it, Jesus smells like the best thing you've ever smelled. Man, he anoints me with that oil, and I smell just like him. Not just on that night. Hey, I got cologne. Don't even smell anymore. You know what I'm saying? But boy, they talk about how that they come in, and it's usually for a feast. And they're at those feasts for 5 to 7 days. And boy, as they walk through, you can tell whose house he's been at. Hey, I want my co-workers to know, when I walk through tomorrow, I've been in the presence of Jesus. I want them to smell him. I want them to see him. Hey, I want to glow all over for Jesus. He's my great shepherd. It says he anointeth my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Now the law of hospitality says this. They come in, and if they come in to an inn, if they come into your place, you got to feed them. That's the law. You got to feed them. Now what it goes on to say is this. Now when they present that cup and they start to pour, if they only pour it halfway, they only want you to stay just a little bit. They don't like you. You know what I'm saying? They don't like your company just a little bit. Psalm 23 says this. He anointeth my head with oil. And my cup runneth over. You know what that means? If the host of the house pours you water or pours you drink, and the cup runs over, it simply says they love you and they want you to stay. My great shepherd wants me to stay. Hey, did you catch that? The God of the universe, the God of all creation, wants me to stay. Hey! Hey, does that not excite anybody else? I get excited to know that the God who made it all wants to spend time with me. Hallelujah. He's my great shepherd. I'm going to go over to 1 Peter 5 and 4. We've covered that he's the good shepherd. We've covered that he's the great shepherd. Listen to what this says, 1 Peter 5 and 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Friend, he's the good shepherd at Calvary. He's my great shepherd today. But there's coming a day when my chief shepherd is going to welcome me home. Hey, look, friend, it might happen. I might die standing before you. Oh, don't get excited. Well, maybe you might want to get excited. You can just say, hey, he's gone home to be with the Lord. The chief shepherd who said, I am the door, is simply going to swing like a hinge and say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. Friend, that's the report I want. I don't want anything else. I don't care if you like me. You get what I'm saying? I love you. I care, kind of. You know what I'm saying? But look here, the fact of the matter is, what matters to me is that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, so that on that day, the chief shepherd will simply say, enter in, thy good. Us, Brother Al, the under shepherds, will no longer have to report. Oh, we'll just walk in. And he said, he'll give us a crown, Brother Robbie, that fadeth not away. Look, I thought about all the things. I've got a car out there. It's kind of old. It's starting to fade. You know what I mean? I had to sink a little bit of money in it here recently. That's neither here nor there, but this is what I'm saying. When I get to heaven, I'll walk on the very thing. Oh, friend, we wear rings and we wear necklaces and we call it precious. Oh, I'll be walking on it over there. It'll be pavement and the pearl. Oh, it'll be my gate that I get to walk into. He said, if you make it up here, you'll go in and out of my pasture. Praise God forever. He's the chief shepherd. He became our good shepherd so that he could be our great shepherd, so that one day he, as the chief shepherd, would welcome us home. Friend, I want you to know over in Amos, and I'm closing. This is it. Y'all get ready. Whoever's going to do whatever. Over in Amos, I think it's the 3rd chapter without looking at it. The Bible says that the shepherd will go for 2 legs or a piece of an ear and take it out of the lion's mouth. And Brother Alan Stewart preached the message. I just give him credit. But the Lord gave it to whoever. And he says, I can use it. Okay? Listen to this. If all you are is 2 legs. Say, what's that good for? 2 legs and a piece of an ear. You can't make anything out of that. Oh, but God said, if all you are is 2 legs or a piece of an ear, I'll still come and get you out of the lion's mouth. You say, what's he going to do with that? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hey, it wasn't any big deal to restore the leper. It wasn't any big deal to heal the woman of, hey, look, it wasn't any big deal to him to raise Lazarus from the dead. It's not going to be any big deal for you. If all you say, Kenny, all I've got, I don't have anything to offer him. If all you've got's 2 legs and a piece of an ear, he'll come get you. And he'll snatch you out. Who's the lion? Oh, Satan is like a lion, a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Friend, I look at the shadow of death out there past people every day that the lion is just chewing on them and chewing. But I know one that's a greater lion than he is. One day, look, he came back the first time. He died on Calvary. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. He won't have to die. He's not coming the next time as a lamb. He He's coming back the next time as the lion out of the tribe of Judah. And look, when He roars, Satan flees. Friend, when He roars, I'm going home. I'm glad. Look, friend, if all you are is two pieces, two legs, and a piece of an ear, He'll come and get you. He wants you just like you are. Because He knows you. He knows where you sit. And on a certain place, on the 22nd of April, He's passing by this way. The Bible says, and I'm closing, I'm trying, you pray, that while the disciples were on the sea and the waves were rocking, Jesus was walking by on the water, and Peter looked out and cried out and thought it was a spirit. And look, he said, it's the Lord. They said, had they not cried out, He would have passed by. That's in your book. Friend, tonight, if you don't cry out, He's going to pass right by. He's going to pass right by. As we stand and as we sing, friend, if all that you've got left is two legs and a piece of an ear, He'll come get you out of the mouth of the lion. Let Him be your good shepherd. How about the great shepherd, so that the chief shepherd can welcome you home? Jesus loves you, friend. Would you come? As they sing, move quickly. Move quickly.
I can hear my Savior.
How about you? How about you? Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? I'll go with Him all the way. Can I turn that around? He'll go with you all the way. You see, you don't know what I got to face. He's greater than every problem you'll ever face. Can I ask you to bow your heads? Nobody looking around. Can I ask you this question? What are you going to miss heaven for? What are you missing heaven for? What is so important? What do you think? Boy, I got to give up this and I got to give up that. All it is guilt, shame, scars, and headache down the road. Friend, you say, it looks so good right now. Satan paints pretty pictures, but about the time you round that corner, man, it all falls off the side of a hill. Come on, would you come? No one looking around. If you're lost and you need Jesus, would you make your way down to an altar of prayer? What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? What are you going to miss heaven for? What's so important that you can't let it go and come to Jesus? Would you let... Look, the same promises He's made to me, the same promises I preach tonight, He'll give them to you. And He'll honor them for you. If you'll just come. Just come. Anyone at all? Would you come? Would you have the courage? I'm just going to ask one question. If you're lost here tonight, concerned, I will not come back and bother you. I will not do that. I'll make that promise. I don't feel impressed to. But if you'd have the courage, say, Kenny, the Lord is dealing with me. I'm thinking about this thing. Maybe I'm not ready tonight, but I'm thinking about it. Would you have the courage to raise your hand? Nobody's looking around to embarrass you. Nobody's going to come bother you. Anyone at all? Anyone at all? As we tarry, just for a second.
Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, tonight I'm so thankful for your presence and for your power. I'm simply glad of this, that the door is open for whosoever will. Father, there was no hands raised tonight. But God, you know every heart in the place. You know where we stand with you. You know our relationship with you. You know if we're holding on to things and won't let go of stuff so that we can get closer to you. Father, you know tonight the condition of our heart if we're lost and undone. Father, I pray that you'd speak to the hearts tonight. You'd speak to the people, and with your wooing, with your drawing power, Holy Spirit, come amongst us. Draw us to an altar prayer that we might give our heart and life to you. Lord, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. As they sing one more verse of song, would you have the courage to come?
He will give.
Come and go with us, friends. Hell is not made for you. Heaven is made for you. Would you come? Would you come?
Speaking tonight. You say, Kenny Petrie, didn't you listen to him? He said, there's only one shepherd. No man can speak what we heard tonight. It comes from God. You say, how do you know? I recognize his voice. Man, I listened. I recognize his voice, Kenny, from a long time ago. When he speaks, your heart changes and you recognize truth. When the shepherd speaks, you know when he's speaking. And let me tell you, if he talked about, you know, if Kenny went as a cleric somewhere and tried to do that at a mosque, couldn't do it. Because you have to have the Spirit of the Lord to recognize the truth. The shepherd was speaking tonight. There's some, you sit in some services, Al, and you say, if I wasn't saved, I would have got saved tonight. That's how I felt tonight with this service. If I hadn't been saved when I was 8, I would have got saved tonight because I recognized truth. I recognized the truth speaking to me. And I want Kenny to be encouraged because nobody came tonight, but listen. The word says, my word does not go out vain. It returns to me that which I sent it out to do. And what he did was, Kenny, with the help of the Lord, he gave us seeds tonight. He gave us all seeds. And you know what you can do with the seed? Whatever you want to do with it. You can take it home. You can take a bag of seeds and set it on your counter, and it'll stay seeds forever. Or you can take it, and you can do something with it. And you can put it in fertile ground, and you can water it, and you can get it where the sun's on it. And you can make it grow as big as you want to make it grow. And you can prune it every now and then. And you can make it grow even bigger. And produce even more fruit. Or you can set it on your counter. And just leave it like it was. Boy, he blessed me tonight. He blessed me tonight. I recognize when the shepherd's speaking. And boy, he spoke tonight. He spoke tonight. Man, it's been a good place. I want to see people saved. We're getting there. We're getting there. Seeds are being sown. Anyone else? Anyone else? It's been great.